This is the journey. This is the celebration that we have today on this feast day of the Holy Trinity, when we celebrate the perfection of our God, the three in one and the one in three. Our God, whose very nature is found in togetherness. Togetherness is what makes our Trinitarian God, it's what makes God God. And togetherness is what God aspires for with us. Just as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit exist in eternal community together, so God's instinct is for community, for togetherness with us. In the beginning, God created us in togetherness with all that is. And if we continued reading our passage in Genesis today, then we'd have read that God created us to live together with God in the garden, right? Us living with God, God living with us. And in the beginning, there was nothing dividing us from one another, not even our clothing. We were just all there together, totally undivided from God. It was a perfect togetherness. And until that incident with the apple, when it all went awry. And since then, the story has been a story of God seeking togetherness with us and seeking for us to have togetherness with one another and our instincts to break that togetherness. Yet God has stayed steadfast to that original vision of togetherness. Still today, togetherness is what God calls us toward. And love is that force, sort of the gravity that God has put us in our hearts. Love is the force that draws us together. Love for God and love for neighbor and even love for ourselves, so we may be undivided in our inmost being. And sin is that which pulls us apart, greed and selfishness and racism. And repentance is the way that we turn around and reorient our hearts towards one another, towards God. And grace is the way God never stops inviting us in. We play out this drama, this gigantic cosmic theological drama. We play it out every day of our lives. We play it out many times every day of our lives. With every choice that we make, with every interchange that we have, and every thought that we turn into action, we play it out. Are we building up or are we tearing down? And sometimes things might look pretty simple on the surface, as if they're just matters of choice or matters of preference or matters of saving money. They don't look like religious choices at all on the surface. But deep down things aren't so simple after all, because deep down, practically everything is a choice about building up or tearing down, growing together or turning apart. And when we see our choices that way, things start to look a whole lot different than we thought. Here's a simple example for us today. A choice to wear a mask. Did Jesus ever tell us to wear a mask? No. So for many, maybe it doesn't seem like a religious question at all. But yet, look at it this way. If I wear a mask, I help to protect others. If I wear a mask, I make space for others to feel more comfortable wearing their own masks. And then as more of us wear masks, those who really should be wearing masks because they're infected, and maybe they don't even know that they're infected, well, those who really should be wearing masks are more likely to do so. And eventually the society, of which I am one small part, will become more of a mask-wearing society. And in the end, my one small action has helped make many others safer And because I am one of them, I am likely to be safer too. For me, this is a religious choice. I choose to build up. And then togetherness makes us all safer. As Christians, we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, following Jesus' commandment that we heard today. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is who we are. It is how we live, and we can live into it, into togetherness and community that the Trinity represents, or we can live against it. The choice is entirely ours. That's the grace. The choice is entirely ours. But as Christians, our choice is not private. As Paul reminds us in the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians, we are ambassadors. And friends, we are ambassadors whether we choose to be or not. As Christians, we live into the name of the Trinity or we live against it publicly, whether we like it or not. We honor ourselves and our communities and our God by standing in solidarity and building up, or we tear down and go our own way and look only to our own benefit and dishonor the name of our God who loves us and who calls us and who longs for us to love one another. The choice is entirely up to us, but our choice is public. These days, we face some bewildering choices as we enter the next phase of the pandemic, as things reopen, as protests are being organized, as the summer traveling season begins. And many of our choices maybe don't look like religious choices at all on the surface. But friends, almost all of them are at heart. Deeply bound up with our identity as ambassadors of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Am I building up or am I tearing down this friendship, this public space, this civil society, this beautiful wilderness, this place we call home, this family, this community, this church? Am I building up or am I tearing down with every action that we take? At the end of his second letter to the church in Corinth, which let us remember was a community rife with divisions and selfishness and dishonorable choices and some pretty shocking behavior, Paul prays the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. It is what Paul wished for this community of his: grace and love and fellowship in the name of the Trinity, to be witnesses to the name of the Trinity in their community. We still pray this prayer today, and 21 centuries later, it's still a great prayer, that each of us may receive grace and be gracious, receive peace and bring peace, receive togetherness and build togetherness in the name of the one who has given us our identity, the three in one and one in three. This summer, may you see clearly before you the choices that you face and feel God's call in your heart to build up and to bring glory to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.